Tough lamed vav. Didn't refresh beyond the yotze b'shiora. Boys gimel sifik. Person who's going out either to sea or a person who's going out by caravan is going out. He's traveling away. So what are the responsibilities? Was it be his key of a bedika, beer, bittel, etc. Refresh me yaboshal liyam. A person who's traveling going out into the ocean. A yotze b'shiora is going out by caravan. He's not leaving behind somebody who could be his shliach to do bedika in the proper time before Pesach. So like this, toch shloshim yom. If his person is leaving within 30 days before prior to Pesach, means from Purim and onwards, zochuk livdai, he's required to do bedika before he leaves. He's already in the time where Chazal put you. You have a responsibility to address your Pesach responsibilities. We start learning the halachas of Pesach starting 30 days beforehand. So he has to do bedikah before he leaves, the night before he leaves. So you don't make a bracha on that bedikah, however. You don't make a bracha. I'm sure Rabbi will point to talk about bitl. Let's say, if a person is leaving prior to 30 days beforehand, he's leaving before Purim, with no intention to come back till after Pesach. He's not coming back before Pesach. So the halacha is A, Tzarech Livdek. You do not need to do a bedikah. You leave without doing a bedikah. Because when you get Pesach, you better let him. But before Pesach, he has to do. He should do bittul right before Pesach. That's if he's not planning to come back before Pesach. But if he died to lach or cut him a Pesach, he's leaving with plans to return before Pesach. So Chazal said, "Tzarech Livdek." In that situation, he has to do bedikah. Why? The Shimon Shem Yatzur Erev Pesach Ben Hashmoshes will yield a penai levar. We're afraid he'll come back too late. He'll get, you know, somewhere along the way, something will cause his trip to get extended. He'll get back with not enough time to take care of doing beer before Pesach. Okay. That's true, you know, even if he's leaving months beforehand, he's going to come back. And obviously, if his plan was to come back on Pesach, obviously he would have to do this. Because then he's probably going to have a problem. Okay, a person is taking a building which belongs to him, and he's going to start storing items in there. There's comments.
When before Pesach does he think he's coming back?
Which person, even if he's coming back a few weeks beforehand, but you never know what their travel was such.
Their travel is
right. So nowadays we're more make on this. We assume our travel plans are more. I mean, there could be wild cases, but in general, it's not a problem. Okay, so a person lived in a house, and now he's decided to change that into a storage place. So, meaning that any chametz which is now found in there will be covered by all of these, whatever he's storing, these large items he's storing there, he can't get to it. So, if he does that, if he does it within 30 days before Pesach, he has to do bedikah first. Then you could put your items into store. If he does it before 30 days of our Pesach, before Purim, and died to the Fanoisa, cut him Pesach. He's planning to just store it now for a little while, and then before Pesach, he's planning to open it to remove the items. So again, we're afraid they might end up doing it with not enough time to do bedikah. So I leave the Rachakach or say, so you have to do bedikah first. But if he's not planning to be refined before Pesach, then he's not. If it's, and it's earlier than 30 days before Pesach, so you can just put the oitzer in, and then you do not have to do bedikah. Okay. Now comes Ramon. Ramon says a more specific case. The oitzer here. Let's say oitzer chitzim. You're planning to store a silo of grain of wheat. Sheish chitzim mechumotzim bekarkiyos bekarkiyis habor. The pit that you're storing it in, the place you're storing it in, it's wet, and so some of the grain which is touching the ground absorbs the water and starts to become chametz. Okay, so and you put the oitzer on top of them, which really you should have cleaned it up before you did that. See, in Masa Oitzer, Shloshim Yom Kadam HaPesach, if it was done, at least 30 days before Pesach, or before 30 days. So that situation, we're not mechayiv him to unload the whole thing. He just does bitul. But la'achar haPesach kishem fana ha'oitzer, after Pesach, when he empties out the oitzer. So over there, also the honest bears and chitim. Those chitim will get the din of chamash shavu laPesach. Since you knew there was chametz there, so even though right now it's in such a way that it's not accessible, and therefore it has a locha like it's mavur, like we had, if you have a mapalos on top of something, it's considered mavur. So it's considered mavur over here also. But since he should not have put this load on top of it, so that much we're going to say that we have to pay sechitz also. Okay. Now, v'me'ein sham chametz yidua el safek. In a case where you don't know for sure that there's chametz there, the person put did this. So mutalimker ha'itzer kach biyachas. He's allowed to sell the whole oitzer, whatever's there, and then the person who's buying it will buy, even including those chitim which might be mechumotzim. So I'm having a benefit from this chametz, which might have been chametz on Pesach, since it was a sofik. Chazal did not create the issur of chametz shavu laPesach.
Wet chitim are considered by the chametz
somehow. Wet chitim are considered, well, not by the chametz, no, but they.
Because he's giving that's the case. He says mechumotzim, so I guess he knew that.
He knew they were mechumotzim.
Okay,
Bishop over here. Aleph. Beninich Bebes, he's not leaving anybody there in the house to do B'dikim for him. Did not appoint anybody to represent him. Imino Le'echod Alzeh. Should enter the Batron Lidduk if he's appointed somebody to do B'dikim right before Pesach. At the proper time, so he doesn't need to do B'dik before he leaves. Okay. The Shul Shalom Kamoisa. The Koran is Barley Abbasim and Tavlam and Bez, which is Burr, the Chakil Toby, so the man is a Noshim, the B'dik, the Shimi man. If there's no man available, he can give the job to a woman. Okay. Tesh Lashim Yoim. I feel ain't died to last a klal ad acher a Pesach. Well, you're a chomish of Pesach. He'll never see the stomates on Pesach because he's not coming back after Pesach. So he still has to do bedik. Shem the ma'oz v'holo chal alof chavis a bedik. Because at that point and onwards is when the chiv bedika takes effect starting for 30 days before Pesach. Is a chiv to make sure there's no chomets in your house. So zok and glibdik. So you do the bedikah balal shlifnei yitziyosa. He does it the night before, does it by night, or in there with a candle. Vegam tzarchos levato chamash l'ro, and any chamash which he did not find, he has to do bitula. Okay. Kamar you dalut. If him shachar believed that balal, he didn't do it by night. Yivlik b'yom, he does it by day. Now what would it be if he totally forgot to do bedikah? Totally. So the Bir Lacha, we'll talk about that. We'll see the Bir Lacha after he finishes Mishnah Berurah first. Now, he's leaving, but his family's staying. There's young children in the house. There's nobody competent to take care of the bedikah. He's leaving young children there, which are going to be eating chametz. So, leaving the kids in the house is equivalent to destroying a bedikah, because they're going to move chametz all over the place. So, doing bedikah now is a waste of time. He has a chiyah bedikah, there's nobody doing it on the night of the 14th. So, what can he do? So, Mishmur says, Yetziyeh mi beisur lebeisur lemachar, b'shom yaniach avurom. You should transfer the children to a different house, give them their chametz over there. Yisrael's beis ha'bonot shal yachas sham shum adam oid chametz. Nobody else can bring any chametz into that house. Yidav hachi, ma'am oil medikasa. What does he gain? Medum medika. Now, I mean, if Ishtra, basically Ishtra, one of the days of Gedolim, Shesh Bim Das, Yechalam Livda, he can use an adult, which is Bedika, and Shach Livda, Klum, Kalmi Tziyasa, Al Yitzav, Alech, Miam, Shehivda, Yechalam Livda, Yechalam Livda, Yechalam Livda, Yechalam Livda, so he has no Bedika now, they do Bedika at the proper time, we can have a Skotten out. But I'm the simple Tavla Medalit, the Shinochan Zavar Shivatu, Gamu, Batsam, and Bokim Shu, Shishamagia, Zman Abitus. But even though you appointed somebody to do the Bedika for you, and they're going to do a bittul, but also at the same time, the person should do his own bittul wherever he is.
Why does he need the shliach to do the bittul for him? It's not that hard a job, and he doesn't have to be there.
We're afraid he's going to forget. There was part of the reason why we do bittul immediately after bedika, because it's tied to something. So it's tied to the bedika by night, it's tied to the beer by day. So here the fellow's, wherever he is, there's no bedika, so he's doing by night. And you know, we're staying with somebody else. There's not necessarily any beer, but he's doing by day. So, the same thing he should do.
Chometz, it has to be technically, I mean, to be Vedic chometz, it doesn't have to be yours. I can tell you to look for chometz in my house. But bittul, doesn't it have to be yours to be mevatel?
So the question,
do I give you ownership of
I'm mevatel your chometz. So that's a shalom before. Mishabur brought the shalom before. He does the shliach's work on bittul. Not sure. That's what he says. You should do your own bittul just in case, because they're not sure.
I don't understand how. What the Habaman is that a shliach can do bittul? Is that true? It's not his property. So unless you're being machmir your property.
Well, so I can make a shliach to sell something for me. Make shliach to buy something for me.
Right.
The reason why Mishabur has a problem before is since it's done with deeper, we have a question. Can you do shliach to something which is just deeper? That's the question. Or it's like hefker. Can I do shliach for hefker? So that's the machlokes of Mishabur. So the argument being over here, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, you should do your own. Now the Bir Lacha raises the question that the guy left, there's nobody to do bedika for him, and he forgot. So what happens now? So he brings for the Magen Avraham over here that he has to go back or send the shliach to go back for him. Okay, he cannot. He has to keep the bedika. He brings from the base mayor. Then from the base mayor says, no, if you forgot the bedika, just do bittul and that's enough. He says that's all talking about it was the Sofer Chometz. So I'll have through that piece. Okay, calls up a Sofer Chometz. And when you day Shiesham Chometz, you do it. If you notice, there's Chometz there. Kibay of a year, so the size of more than a kibay. Mashmei Beis Meir, the Maskim of Magen Avraham, that he has to go back. Okay, and the Gaeloi, the Dabrazel, the Hefzim, and Ruba, because you have to the Beis Meir, or Shiesh, there would be tremendous loss of money to go back or send the Shliach. Because we said, Magen Avraham, the Enim Achiv, the Bidai, the Bittul. Over there, we allowed you to the Bittul. The Dabrazel, the Bar Mitzvah, where over there, we did not make you go back. And that did over there later on the Tufim Dalit person with the Dar Mitzi doesn't have to go back in the situation. So he said also he's going to save his property from a flood or from a fire. So Chazal said while he's doing that he can't come back in time for the Bedika. He'll lose his property there. The Chazal said, you know, save your property and just do bittul. So it's not any worse than that. This is the point. It's the Hefzim Ruba. Chazal allowed you to do that, even though it's Chometz you do it. This is really based on a Mishnah and a Gemara. It's a Mishnah in the end of the third parak of Pesachim. Yeah, then the third parak of Pesachim says a person was traveling and he realized that he's traveling up to the Yerushalayim to do the Karban Pesach, and he realized he has chometz back in his house. So what do you do? So what point time you have to go back? What time you have to, you know, just keep going and just. So the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah says, what about a case he's going to Hatzman or Mir Mina Vileka? So that's that Mishnah. So we're going to draw a parallel over here. So not one person says you have to go back unless there's a large hefzim. So you got to take this seriously. mean, the one Eitzah, which we'll talk about later on, I'm sure we'll talk about selling the house. Talks about that at the end of the sim. Talks about the selling of the house. We'll get there tonight. Dalit. Well, Yevorech Oz, he doesn't make a bracha. Teshabarech, but let you Dalit, Tigbe Levorech Abir Chomitz. The bracha was specifically set for the night of 14th. Fishamash, Umoitzah. Because really the process of beer is starting the night before. You do bdika, whatever you're planning to keep. You eat, rest, you put away with intention to destroy it immediately. So there's, you're already starting the process of destruction. So the bracha makes sense. There's a bdika who asks, it's a beer. He's not throwing anything out. He'll take it on his trip. He'll eat it. He's not destroying anything. It's just getting it out of this house. So you can't say, you don't say a bracha. Okay. For 30 days, ain't sort of liftik. Hey, the kana that you have to bedika is not effective yet. In may shem chametz you do what? That's talking about bedika. Bedika means you're going and searching if there is chametz. If you know there's chametz there, yeshem the chayv the vayer kadam she yetsa. Some say that in that situation you have to address it. Even though it's for 30 days, you have to address it. Some say no, and that's it, that you can be mako. So, which means we're not going to chive you to do a bedika or a beer, but we will tell you that after Pesach, this chametz is not mutter. It's like the case we had at the bottom, the oitzer. We're not going to chive you to do anything about it, because it's not you don't have responsibility in that situation. We're not going to tell you the chametz is mutter. So if you want to, you know, if you, whatever reason, it's a tircha for you, whatever, you don't want to do it, fine.
Why is this fine? But when it comes to Pesach, if he didn't sell his house, why isn't he able to buy your money?
He'll do bittul.
Oh, he is doing bittul.
He's in the bittul eventually, right? So the problem is, Chazal said, we don't rely on, you know, we require you, Mitter Bonham, to do bdika.
Oh, okay, also. So he's doing bittul. I didn't realize he does that all that. Okay. Because if he didn't do bittul, he'd be over Midrash?
Correct.
Even because the 30 days doesn't help you. It doesn't take away.
We're not the rice, so we're not affected the rice, correct. Right. This just affects the chum. In the Rabban, they said, we don't want you to rely on bittul alone. We want the bedika.
Right.
That, they said, that's 30 days.
That's 30 days.
You do bittul wherever you are. Vath and Aroya comments over Bishabayatman, the whole bit let me car. Even though you don't see it, so it's not by your raw. Well, that's what Chazal made a drasha, that there's an issue of having chametz in a place which is not visible. It's also us. That's the drasha. The more calls it bal yatmin. You can't hide it. If you had not done bittul. Okay. Now that's talking about when you're leaving and not planning to come back before Pesach. Let's say that the lashah cut him a Pesach. Koshkin and that the lashah b'seicha Pesach. So you can come back in the middle of Pesach. Person goes away before Purim. He's got to come back cholamoy Pesach. Right, so you better do bedika before you lose 30 days. Yeah, you're coming back in the middle of Pesach. Start livdik. Phil Yotzim et Chilas Hashana. He left summertime. Sarach Livdik. Phil Bittel Kvar, become welcome, Sarach Livdik. Shemayach, so we even saw the Yerich Lenel. Because Bittel on is not enough, because there's always the Xeri, you might come eat it. So now it's interesting then. He said, I'm leaving in the summer, come back for Pesach. Well, I'm going away for vacation for 2 weeks. I'm going to come back for Rosh Hashanah, but you never know, I might come back for Pesach, right? So how far do we take this? Test. So Hashin and Shema. The document, Farsh Yama, Yotze Bashiar, the Derech Rechaka. The person is going along. Distance trip. Fill that the last is man rav kadam pesach. Chashin Hashem yishta. Things take time when you do these long distances. But I'm a dance the derech recover. A person is traveling to a short distance away. Fill touch Lashem Yom Lo Chashina. You'll be back for Pesach. We call Malkum a call of Inyan. But you know, you have to be realistic. The fill upon the fill of Derek Kriva, you're going to a near, not a distant place, a close place. In Malgo's man be also, but seems some Karav is man abedika. Chashina Shem Yishtoa. Yeah, I'm going up to New York for you know, and I'll be back. Erev Pesach, you know, with five hours to spare. Yeah, well, maybe you will be back with 5 hours to spare. Maybe you'll be back, but no, you'll come late. Mitzrach lived with Mikad. Mishra kila mazel. The Ma'aseh Yeshodim look for a kira amok. Kira berichu kamok. So the reality is, we're gonna, you know, we're sort of leaving it up to the person being realistic of what the realities are. And therefore, they say nowadays the chashashas are much different. You imagine a person traveled by caravan. He's about to come back. There's no caravan coming back. Or something happened along the way. And you know, you can't rely on that. A person's going through a short distance. So I don't tell you the guy, you know, week for Pesach says to go up to New York to take care of some things. He'll be back for Pesach. He asks the deacon before he goes. I'm not going to tell you that. So Freddy's going to go back and come back in such a time. He will gather a time to do B'yir before Pesach. You can't do it on Yomtiv. Didn't do it before Yomtiv. So you're left with having Chometz in your property on Pesach. That's a problem. Okay. Now we told you it's the same idea if you're going to make your house into an oitzer. I feel there ain't some chometz you do. You know, even though there's no, I don't know about any chometz. So I'm a chui b'chumim the bedik. The case was el shumakim shishtamer shem chometz. The place where chometz was used, which was our mechayvi the bedik. As a ritzel near shem tavu al ezer zman, you want to fill it up with grain for a little bit of time. Oh, eitzim or wood. He had gardens. He had a room which you're using for people living there, and there's chometz there. Now you don't know any chometz, but you feel the bedik because the place where chometz was used, there probably is chometz there. Now you're loading it up. Say, excuse me, you can't be about to hear Badika. So I can leave Dike. Feeling died to lift my after Pesach, you're not going to end up unloading that room until after Pesach. It's the same thing as going away and not come back after Pesach. You go away within 30 days. The person picks up a shot and goes there to swell for Pesach. He's come back after Pesach. But he has a chim to Badika before he goes. It's a touch Lashem Yoim. So if a person would do the same thing, loading up this room as a night, sir, even though you're not going to unload it until after Pesach, so it's still a problem. So here are chometz and Pesach. The chometz will be covered. So you have to bedika, and if you blow bada kaidim, we're not going to give you any slack over here. If you did it, you load it up improperly, so we're going to unload the whole thing in the bedika. Okay. Okay. Now, what's the chiddush of this case? So it runs along the lines we said before. If a person left without doing what he's supposed to, so the Magen Rebbe said, "Come back." The Magen Rebbe here says, "Come back." Yeah, unload it. It's basically the same point. We said over there, cool it from the base mayor, but to have some rubu. So you don't have to come back.
Right.
The chiddush over here is what he's stressing over here. The shirt he points out is there is a law which had before that a chometz which is buried has a law like it's mavur. So what am I doing bedikah for? I'm burying it. Right. If I would want to go right before Pesach and you know to this building, I mentioned the case of the fellow bulldozed. So you were here. Right. Erev Pesach was a Monty for Yom Tov as a Baruch Hashem. So it goes back to the Jews. And I remember like early Erev Pesach morning, something in the neighborhood. There's a bulldozer in one of the houses. You know, they're building the house, they're going to build a new one, their minds are bigger, etc. You know? I said, they couldn't do anything better than bulldoze the house on Erev Pesach. I can't believe this. He's doing my pose. Instead of doing Badika in the house, there was a Yiddish guy who owned the house.
So he just did it.
Tul does.
Instead of doing bedikah in the house, Chametz is enough of my parlors.
Yeah.
You're not giving the bedikah.
Right.
So he bulldozed the house.
Yeah.
So that's why he did it.
That's the way of doing the bedikah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, he's doing it anyway, you know, but so he asked one afterwards if that's, you know, he said, yeah, that was the guy's cashman.
Yeah.
You know, these yeshivas are guys. So, you know, it's part of being yeshivas, you know, like you have the geschmack, you know. Yeah. And how was your bedikah this year? I bulldozed my house, you know, like, you know. So but putting the oitzer on top is also the same thing. It's like it's buried, and once it's buried, so there's no chiyah. So I could argue that over here it's different. In the case of a person left the house, like supposed to bedika, didn't left the house, did the bedika. I say, excuse me, sir, and come back. But over here, I addressed it. Now, sometimes I didn't address it the way you want me to. You want me to do bedika first. You get rid of it that way. Okay, but now it's true. But right now, it's not in a safe state where there's no key of bedika or beer on it. It's lavur. Sayyidah is some sheet is whole like that. That's what Mishabur says in the Kiddush over here, is that we say not like that. Allah Kalamaisa, you should do it. You have to unload the oitzer and do bedika. Okay. Now, if you're planning to unload it before Pesach, so I leave it. Again, Shukr Kosher Chom Shem Yasul, the Fem Oyser Karim Le Yadal. He'll start unloading. Velo Yigmar Le Fem Oyser, he won't finish. He shall be Yemenu, but what will be left over will be less than Goyver Shlesh and Tvachim Mechus Al Chometz. Because the height of to be considered buried is 3 Tvachim deep of material on top. So now you've got a real problem. He left before 30 days. He's planning to unload before Pesach. And what we're afraid of is we'll unload partially to the point that's not before, because it's not to be Tzvachim anymore. But he didn't go far enough to do Bedika. So now what do you do? So therefore we say, do Bedika before you load, before you fill it up to start. But he won't do Bedika because it's not visible. It's covered. So his mind is covered. It's not a valid covering. He won't do Bedika. And he's more clear to do Bedika because it's not covered enough. Okay. We made that to the Fenosha Kanam and Pesach. So then, in Tzarklid, El Akra Pesach. In Tzarklid, the Kanam Shashim Yom, Ein Chal Lov Chavis Amadika. Again, so there's 4 or 3 days, there's no Chiyah Badika. And Kach HaShanasa Oitzer Reh Kububur, to my Chomash and Aflaman Barlis. It's not going to be Bittul, because you get Pesach with her now. So just do Bittul, like we said before, that's all you're going to do. Okay, so 1 second. So, you seem to be addressing a question. You're saying, Bishop, in the case where a person left, let's see, he's not there with the Chametz. So the problem is the ownership of the Chametz. He left for 30 days. He said, listen, no problem, you get the Dubin. But over here, he's in the house. There's that storage area. But he's there. So, why do I say, okay, it's very nice you're going to do Bittul? The Maya said, you have Chometz there. They're with you in the house. The answer is, no, you don't. Because since it's piled up with this Oitzer, since it's before, it's not a, but you still have to do Bittul. Now, because I'm going to run, the call is there, but Chometz, and you do it. Oh, Chometz, you do it. Tzarech Levaro Mitkilo. That, like you said before, that even though this comes to do, even for 30 days, you're mechubin v'ar before you go. Same thing over here, same machlokes. V'shekilim afilu b'chamas yidu b'chanal b'sif katnei. And the some said over there was mutter, same thing over here, some say over here it's mutter. Okay. Come along the road. Mother Mo says that if what you're dealing with was that there was, you made an oitzer of chita mechumotza, a tab of chita mechumotza. Hana shahoyu shom chita mechumotza, and I'm going to get an oitzer alay. The law ain't sark levire, kimish and asa oitzer kind of shashim yoyim. So it was common to do it, so the Mother Mo says, really, you shouldn't do this. Really, you should do Bedika first. But he didn't do that. He just pile it on. Not the Magen Avraham. But like the opinion that hold you not mechuyev to. So now you have chametz yedua. It's chametz tzitzim chametz. There's an oitzer on top. Now comes Pesach. See, you made it before 30 days. So comes Pesach. Listen, the chametz is loaded up. There's an oitzer there. So do bittul. That's it. You'll do bittul. So the Pesach is loaded up. You put them there and they became chametz afterwards, because of the moisture there in the pit where you're storing it. Why? When you put it there, there's no chametz. So you can't say, oh, if you had chametz, you should have taken care of it, but you didn't. So unload your oitzer. No, when I put it there was no chametz there. Because it's high, it's covered with 3 tefachim worth of non chametz chitim. So that's even if it's a varai, for sure if it's a suffix. So you're allowed to cut my pesach. In that situation, all you do is bittul. So we're not machayev you to unload it and get to the chametz yedua and then restock it. What we do want to point out to you, the Rambam says, is that chametz will be also after Pesach. Which is considered like it's mavur, is not also after Pesach. That you're allowed to have benefit from after Pesach. So, and you're telling me over here the logic is before you left 30 days before, you're not going to worry about it. Now it's already Pesach. It's mavur because it's covered over. It's like a mavurless case. It's like a mavurless. So my mavurless is mutter, but he happens. So why is this awesome? He has no intent to ever go after this that what the chametz is there. He's planning to get to the chametz. So we deal with the reikum of vatzel, makam and lachzer with these kismon. So we give it the equivalent status as if he's A, being about the, like, loading it up is like being about the, and say, no, but I'll get it back out. I want it back. So I'm saying, I really do want it. So it's a problem. Right. The yochel leaf bocher and the chol ha'itzer kind of pesach la'akum via mutter achakach le'adam. The eight to be, if you sell your oitzer to the goy, so after Pesach you can buy it back. It's mutter. The chumra of people, you know, make sure that the chametz you sold to the goy, buy it back after Pesach. If it was a goy during Pesach, it's mutter. That's talking about chametz, which is you do it. Remember, the issue we're addressing is with the time you loaded it, you shouldn't have done that. You should have been removed it first. So say, well, if it wasn't you doing that, there was chametz when you loaded it, so you don't know for sure you're doing anything wrong. So then you can just sell the whole oitzer as is. You're selling the goy these items. You're getting paid for those items. Those items might be chametz. Now we move to action, but mechametz. Even now, when you unloaded it, the goy took it. Some of them became sober mechametz. Well, Shimon Acher Pesach asked, who said it happens before Pesach that they became chametz? Maybe just what happened was they got to the point they didn't become chametz, they just basically rotted. So the goy is not paying for that, So even if it's chomet, but it's not worth anything to him, Samela, he's not paying money for that, so you're not getting held off from that. Okay. Okay.
Why is Sukkah's puzzle that's going to be 20 hours? Rava says it's because of the Tiras Arai. It's a temporary dwelling place. He darshens up the puzzle. She was going to meet us in the Sukkah for 7 days. For 7 days, remove yourself from your Tiras Arai.
So there's a lot of dreams over here. So this difference is that you make an oitzer, and we differentiate between if there was chavis yidua there or not chavis yidua. What about teich shloshim yom? That's kadam shloshim yom. Teich shloshim yom. Right, have a chiyah b'dika, even if chavis is not yidua. I was supposed to use real chavis potentially, so I have a chiyah b'dika. Now I cover it over with this thing, thereby negating my ability to do b'dika. But I had a chiyah b'dika. So in that situation,
go ahead and make your spot permanent as well, and then you'll keep out.
We tell a person he's basically mechuyev to do b'dika beforehand. Before he puts the oitzer there, even if it's not chavis yidua, so that's the chiyah b'dika.
Even though, as far as the walls go, they don't need to actually temporary. They can be permanent. But since
chavis
is the definition of the sukkah,
okay, base.
Why is chavis the definition?
The Kodim Shoshim Yom Shein Ot Sarach Livlik Hanukkah Shein Dai to Lachsa Masecha Pesach. Vava Pisha Dai to Lachsa Kodim Pesach Ayacharov Ein Sarach Livlik Kima Shehu Kodim Shoshim Shegiya Pesach Livat Letter. The person's leaving. That the problem which we're worried about is he's going to come back during Pesach. But if you plan to come back before Pesach, we don't say, well, maybe you'll get back with not enough time to address the problem. No, we should probably come back as planned, or you know, they'll be able to do B'dika before Pesach. What are we worried about? The person's. If it leaves Tosh Shloshim Yom, he has a Kibbutz Bedik. Leaves before Shlosh. He's planning to come back on Chol HaMoed. So then we say, listen, that's not the right time. You can't do Bedik then. So then you're going to do Bedik before you leave. But if you're planning to come back, I think Gimel Nisan, so the first sheet that said, oh, no, no, we're afraid you might not make it back in time. So you better do Bedik now, just in case. So the sheet is Mekel and says, no, no, no. You'll probably come back as planned. Worst of the worst, you didn't. It's a rebuttal, so you do Bedik and that's it. So what are we yet worried about? The guy's intentionally plans to come back. That's a problem. Okay. Let's read it inside. Just, the language is not totally clear. Yes, Sherman, the kind of position we have in Shadow Tsar, leave like that which, that halacha we said before, if it's the 430 days, Yolan Abachiv is the Badika. But there's a case where you are looking for the B'dika, if you plan to come back, the Makar, first thing was either during Pesach or before Pesach. He's saying no. Hanukkah Shein died to Lach, so Masecha Pesach. If you're planning to come, not come, if you're planning to come back, Teicha Pesach, then you're Mechuyim the B'dika. If not, then you're not Mechuyim. Obviously, you're not to Lach, so Karim a Pesach. Or Hakarov. And it's Tarach Livdik. Kimachu Karim Shloshim, as long as you left before 30 days. Because you get a Pesach, you're not letting I feel like Rosh Hashanah. Even if you left before Rosh Hashanah, if you plan to come back, it's Chol HaMoed. I'm coming back, I know exactly when. I have it on the calendar. I'm back, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Thank you, Mechuyim. Yishach HaMoed Bodak. If you didn't do B'dika, Yivata Keshagia Pesach, or Yivarach HaLapitza, you don't do B'dika. I come back, Yishach Tivzik, with Yivata Mevesa, and Dumma Yishach HaMoed Mokam Shuk. And we tell the woman, she should do B'dika, and Bittul also, in case the husband forgets to do the Bittul wherever he is, like we had before. Chaf. The days of Bala Hakel, this opinion has come to be Mekel. Well, Shalom Begum, because the language is not so clear. Ratzulam, the Masha Marno, the Kadim Sheshim Yom, and Tzarech Livdik. That which is done in 430 days. You have no Chiyav Bedika, who af, she's died to Lachzer, Kadim HaPesach, even though you plan to go back before Pesach. Because we're not worried he's going to come back late. Correct. The only problem is Shalayi died to Lachzer, Besoich HaPesach, if you plan to go back during Pesach itself, it's a problem. The day is who, Loisir Lei, Masha Kosim Liel, Techashin and Shema, Yabu Er Pesach, and Ashmash, it'll come back too late. We're not worried about the possibility. That's not your plan, we're not worried about it. Okay. Since that before 30 days, Kim Shalosh, Kadam Shalosh, Aval Tech Shalosh, Shechal Love, Kavis Abdika, after the last of the base of Kadam Pesach, Hashin and Shema Yishta, Bala Yavi. See, even this opinion agrees. This is one second, buddy. It's told me you're not worried about me coming back late. So I'm leaving the day after Purim, I'll be back. 2 days for Pesach. So no, do Abdika first. I'm back for Pesach. You're not worried about me coming late. Yes, I am. Once you begin Bedika, Tosh Leishim Yom, you may have had to come back before. It's according to the first opinion, we're always worried about that. But over here, this opinion says if you left before the Leishim Yom, you're not going to be Mechayim. It's called the Zman Bedika. And you'll take care of it when the right time. But over here, it's Tosh Leishim Yom, you're Chiyim Bedika ready, Tosh Leishim. We said, no. Even though you had to come back before Pesach, we're not going to be. We're not going to be relying on that. Okay, Tzav Medika. Because Rav Levin Sebal, the whole time before Shayami, it's a Mishura, the different language, some of the person going a long distance, but therefore, private, without the last, the Rapesa, or Fashina, some kind of even the Mishayam. We rely, you'll get back in time, in the Medika at the right time, and it'll be fine. But you don't have the Medika before you go, and if you're leaving, to, if you're traveling, you're fresh, to a short journey. Right, which is utilizing the water. See a Pesach about that. Well, the basic kind of Pesach. He doesn't come back before Pesach. Do a bit to where we are. The repentance of Pesach, then you have to be thinking before you go. Certainly, the Shinobi Pesach, the Lambish, you'll say Kaiba. You can't do a bit of that. By Rabbi Yamatse, you'll be able to do by Rabbi Yamatse. Okay. Now, with that, the day is zoo, according to this explanation of the Gemara, within Oitzah, the same will be along with the case of a person is going to use his house as a storage. There, Bishar, not totally, but Chavit Abedika, he died till the final Oitzah, Kanama Pesach. You've had to unload it for Pesach. We're afraid you end up unloading it in a way that you have to Abedika. Do Bedika first. Lezu, Davka, Ibn Dai Telefonos, and Tanakh Pesach. Again, there's only a problem. You find the Ibn Pesach. So, what do we do? But you didn't. So, we have a chug between the first step and the second step. Normally, the rule is that when you have two minions brought in the Shulchan Aruch, one's brought Stam, one's brought the Yeshar. The Iker is the Stam. The Shulchan brings two Yeshar. The Iker is the second one. First brings one Stam, one is a Yeshar, and the Iker is the first one. So over here, the Mechaber brought the first sheet as the Stam, the second sheet as the Yeshar. So, then you did a post harbor from the Yesh, Lahakhra Kadeir Mishan. Okay, no, now, come walk up. The Baka Matchak, and she has him basically Mishura of Kegam. You left already. Say, go back. Well, I'm planning to go back before Pesach. I'll take care of it. No, you have to take care of it now. Because, afraid you come back too late. You left with the shiur ready. Stay with the shiur. Don't go back. We'll be subject on the second opinion.
Okay.
So if you didn't do B'dika, probably didn't do B'dito. So you do your B'dito when Pesach comes. You don't make a bracha on B'dito. Chafei. You came in the Iker, a B'dito believe. Phil Machasha believe I saw, gave Iker, then the B'dito does not have to express. It's out of the main point of the B'dito is your thought process. Ah, this is worthless to me, it's nothing. It's not your regular din. So Bittul would work the leg. So in Avraham Al Darshu Leg, we don't make a bracha on something which it's Zorma Shem Leg. It's a general rule. We do make a bracha. A mitzvah which we do with dibur. We make a bracha on Sirsai. Shrias Halal. Something which is done belay. We're done belay. I'm not doing it with a pet. Since the Iker is not the pet, the Iker is the lay. Because I'm going to not institute a bracha on something which the Iker is not a visible mice. So Chazal put the Mosheh Bar Mechai brought in the situation.
That was what I was trying to tell you about why the shliflus may not work by the bittel, because Rebbe says it's by dibor. The question is whether your dibor work for somebody else.
So give those to tomorrow, because it's all this year.
Rebbe can explain it better.